75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News. There's another American in legal trouble in Russia. There are reports that a 46-year-old man has been arrested in Moscow, reportedly for getting into a fight at a hotel. He's being held on charges of petty hooliganism. It's the new rule at the State Fair of Texas, no guns allowed. That put in place after a shooting at last year's fair. Some lawmakers in Texas aren't happy with that decision. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Starting this year, says the fair's Carissa Condianis, no one but police will be allowed to be armed.
We feel that this is a measure that we need to put in place to just prevent anything from happening out here.
But some in the Texas legislature say gun-free zones are magnets for crime.
What they've done is actually reduced safety.
State Representative Brian Harris is one of 70 lawmakers signing a petition demanding the state fair drop its gun ban. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
New title for the Dallas Cowboys, a team ranked as the most valuable NFL franchise and the first one to be worth $10 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and he has called us to be on mission with him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another great summer day out there with calm conditions and plenty of sunshine early, a few more clouds by the afternoon. As low pressure out in the Plains States draws closer, this will likely spread rain and thunderstorms into our region by late this evening, continuing on and off through tomorrow, with generous rain amounts expected, probably at least an inch. Localized 1.5 inches or 2 inches not out of the question, and there's even a risk of some severe weather tomorrow afternoon and evening over southern Wisconsin, so be sure to check in for updates on that. Now, by Friday, the brunt of the rain will be east of us, but still a few spotty showers are possible. Over the weekend itself, looking like dry conditions with seasonably warm temperatures continuing. Early next week could turn more humid again. Looks like a front will be dangling across the Midwest for the first half of next week. Could provide some isolated showers. Today's forecast, sunny early, then a few clouds building in. High temperature near 83, southeast wind up to 10. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms by late evening, low at 65. Variably cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few could be heavy tomorrow with a high of 78. Southeast to south wind 10 to 16. Thursday night, scattered thunderstorms diminishing to a few lighter showers, low in the mid-60s. On Friday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of spotty showers, high temperature about 76. Saturday, partly sunny, high 79 degrees. Sunday, lots of sunshine and warm, high about 82. Monday, partly sunny and more humid, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 82. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, with a high near 76. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is holding out steady as we have had a low of 59 this morning here at the WRCO studios, and no precipitation in the last 24 hours. Some other stats from this day in history, August 14th, going back in time to a high in 1944 of 96, 36 the low in 1964. A year ago, 71 the high, and the low is 62. Sunset will happen at 6 minutes after 8 tonight. Sunrise time, 6 minutes after 6, coming up for the morning hours tomorrow. Right now it is 65 degrees in Richland Center. The humidity is at 91%, barometric reading at 30.16 as well. Once again, after the low of 59, we're up to 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of local stuff, a look ahead at high school volleyball getting underway next week, and also details on a Brewer loss in Game 2 against the Dodgers.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school football teams are beginning with scrimmages this weekend. Richland Center will be at La Crosse Logan versus Logan and Aquinas. Riverdale will have a scrimmage practice coming up at Mineral Point. That's Friday, and Cambridge, along with Dodgeville, will be there. Also, River Valley will host its own scrimmage. Cuba City and Poinette will be there on Friday night. And Ithaca travels to Lancaster. The Arrows and Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg will be a part of that as well. High school volleyball practice will be starting soon. Michael Hernan has more.
Practices start next week, and scrimmages, tournaments, and conference games will follow. Here are some important dates coming up for local teams, starting with Richland Center. Their practice will start Monday, August 19th. Their first scrimmage is Monday, August 26th, at home with them, Cassville, Highland, North Crawford, Riverdale, Royal, and Seneca participating. Their first tournament will be Wednesday, August 28th, and Thursday, August 29th, at the Omni Center in Onalaska. Joining them in the tournament will be Onalaska, Arcadia, Ashland, Bangor, Black River Falls, Boscobel, Brookwood, Central, Cuba City, Cumberland, Fall Creek, Gale Ettrick Trempealeau, Green Bay Preble, Hillsboro, Iowa Grant, Ladysmith, Mineral Point, Northwestern, Pittsville, Sparta, Stratford, Webster, and Westby. And Richland Center's first conference game will be Thursday, September 5th at Dodgeville. For Riverdale, their practice will start Monday, August 19th. Their first scrimmage is Monday, August 26th at Richland Center, with Richland Center, Cassville, Highland, North Crawford, Royal, and Seneca playing with. And on Tuesday, September 5th, Riverdale will travel to Ithaca for a scrimmage. Their first tournament will be Friday, August 30th and Saturday, August 31st at the Just the Game Fieldhouse in the Wisconsin Dells. Joining Riverdale will be Wisconsin Dells, Cashton, Royal, Antigo, Bruce, Clintonville, Fall River, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, Auburndale, Wausau West, Ryo, Wittenberg Burnham Wood, Oshkosh North, Peshtigo, Sevastopol, Marshall, Lodi, Amherst, Sheboygan North, Milwaukee School of Languages, Goodman Pembine, and Lake Mills. Their first conference game will be Tuesday, September 10th at Boscobel. For Ithaca, their first practice will be Monday, August 19th. Their scrimmage will be Thursday, September 5th when they host Riverdale. Their first tournament will be Saturday, September 7th, which will be at Richland Center. Joining Ithaca and Richland Center will be Platteville, Blackhawk, Royal, Reedsburg, Lancaster, Hillsboro, and Edgewood. And their first conference game will be Tuesday, September 3rd at North Crawford. And for River Valley, their first practice will be Monday, August 19th. Their scrimmage will be Saturday, August 24th at Wanakee. Joining River Valley and Wanakee will be Dodgeville, Edgerton, Madison La Follette, Middleton, Cuba City, Sauk Prairie, Sun Prairie East, Iowa Grant, Portage, Monroe, Monona Grove, McFarland, Waterloo, Edgewood, Lodi, Beaver Dam, Kettle Moraine, Madison West, Oregon, Hartford Union, Sun Prairie West, and Broadhead. The first tournament will be Friday, August 30th and Saturday, August 31st at UW-Stout. Joining River Valley at the tournament will be Menominee, Lakeland Union, Merrill, Athens, Barron, Bloomer, Cadet, Cameron, Chippewa Falls, Clayton, Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North, Elk Mound, Ellsworth, Grantsburg, Hudson, Luck, McDonald Central Catholic, Medford, New Richmond, Osceola, Oshkosh West, Prairie Farm, Rice Lake, River Falls, St. Croix Central, St. Croix Falls, Somerset, Turtle Lake, Chetek Weyerhauser, Edgar, Stanley Boyd, Baldwin Woodville, Columbus Catholic, Elmwood Plum City, Clear Lake, Cochrane Fountain City, Unity, Superior, and Spooner. River Valley's first conference game will be Thursday, September 5th at Prairie du Chien. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Last night's Church League softball tournament continued. Church of the Nazarene advanced in the championship bracket, edging St. Mary's 13-12. Ryan Babel led St. Mary's with four hits and three runs scored. And the Mission downed Richland Baptist Temple 1-17-1. Baptist Temple 1 then survived in the consolation bracket, knocking out Baptist Temple 2-7-5. St. Mary's stayed alive in the consolation bracket, downing Free Methodist 27-12. Mason Jelenic and Benny Green scored three runs each. Adam Burns and Andy Niemeyer were both 4-for-4 to lead Free Methodist. St. Mary's made it three in a row on the night, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 1-19-4. Caleb Frawley homered for St. Mary's, and Avery Kepler scored two runs. In the final game of the night in the championship bracket, the Mission advanced to the title game, handing Church of the Nazarene its first defeat of the season, 22-21. The Nazarenes took the lead, 21-19, in the top of the seventh in the seesaw battle, but the Mission scored three in the bottom of the frame to notch the 22-21 victory. One game will be played Thursday night, August 15th. That's St. Mary's versus Church of the Nazarene on the East Diamond. The Mission will umpire. The tournament will conclude on Tuesday night, August 20th. Updated tournament brackets will be published after Thursday's game on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Also in sports, from Quail Run last night, week 16 of the Men's Golf League, which has 20 weeks of the season. Brandon Miller had the top score, a 36, including a birdie on hole 1, on hole 7, and on hole 8. Pat Keegan fired a 37.
Josh Coy, Aaron Halverson, and Rich Barancott each had 38. Josh with an eagle on hole one, and a highlight for Aaron Halverson, a birdie on hole two, and a birdie on hole eight. Also, Joe Halverson had a 40, including a birdie on hole 8. Other golfers with holes played under par: Andy Marshall birdied hole 3 and hole 6. Brent Montre birdied hole 1. Craig Huth with a birdie on hole 1. Willie Degner, a birdie on hole 2. Andrew Nitka birdied hole 6. Tony Doherty birdied hole 8. Ken Hansen birdied hole 9. And also Merle Jones with a birdie on hole 8. Josh Coy was a flag prize winner with the longest drive in the fairway on hole 1. Andy Marshall had the closest to the pin on hole 3 shot. Aaron Halverson with the closest second shot on hole 5. Brandon Miller with the closest to the pin on hole 7. And Brent Montre came the closest to the 100-yard marker on hole 9. In Milwaukee, a 5-run rally in the 4th inning blew a 2-1 game wide open Tuesday night. The Dodgers pounded 4 home runs on the way to a 7-2 rout. Starter Colin Ray surrendered all 4 long balls and 7 runs in 6 innings on the mound. He took the loss last evening.
I just felt like every mistake we made, they took advantage of it. They, you know, they had some really good at-bats. You know, even with 2 strikes, they seemed to hit the ball pretty hard. So, you know, I wouldn't say my fastball had great life to it like it had the past 3 or 4, but they definitely hit those mistakes and, you know, took advantage of those.
Manager Pat Murphy commented on the loss.
When you lose people like we've lost and you have to go through it the way we have and play so many guys that are in their first year and maybe somewhat into their second year, or, you know, guys like Mitch who really hasn't played a full baseball season yet in the major leagues. So you're playing all those guys. You got 8 out of your 13 on your roster are basically those guys on your position players, and you're going to go through it.
The two teams meet for the 3rd game in the 4-game series tonight. Frankie Montes scheduled to start for the Brewers. Elsewhere last night, the Cardinals lost to Cincinnati 4-1. Miami shut out Philadelphia 5-0. San Diego 3-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona beat Colorado 4-3. Atlanta 4, San Francisco 3. In the American League, Detroit 15, Seattle 1. Houston 3, Tampa Bay 2. Boston 9-4 over Texas. Minnesota 13, Kansas City 3. The Yankees over the White Sox 4-1, Toronto 6, and the Angels 1. In interleague play, Oakland 9-4 over the Mets, Washington 9, Baltimore 3, Cleveland 2-1 over the Chicago Cubs. Turning to the state scene with football action, the Packers are preparing for their upcoming game, and that will be this weekend, Sunday. They'll be doing battle against Denver. They've had some joint practices planned, and quarterback Jordan Love talked about those.
I think we'll treat it the same way if we were playing a couple snaps. It's just try and go get the most out of the practice. I mean, the practices are pretty good, I think, just to be able to go play against somebody else for a little bit. You know, we get some different periods involved there, get to see some pressures, different things from a different scheme. So it's good, but I mean, you treat it the same way.
And here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
You're always adjusting and evolving. I think that's just what we do. And then it continues all season long. It's tweaking, polishing, fine-tuning. I mean, you got your core concepts, but you're constantly evolving, trying to pair up different plays so that they look like the same play, and then you throw something different at somebody. And conversely, same on the defense side of the ball. You know, trying to present same looks and then do something different.
The Bucks have learned which teams they will play during the in-season Emeritus NBA Cup tournament. The league announced the schedule Tuesday along with a new sponsor name. In group play, Milwaukee will split 4 games home and home from mid-November through early December. The Bucks will take on the Toronto Raptors November 12th and the Pacers on November 22nd. The quarterfinals will be followed by the semis and final round in Las Vegas December 14th and 17th. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Wednesday morning sports. One other note today on the local and area scene, a reminder to all in the Merchants Bowling League at the Phoenix Center. They will have their meeting coming up tonight, starting at 6 at the Phoenix Center.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. and Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world.
Dierks Bentley on FM 100.9 WRCO Radio as we cruise along toward the trivia question of the day. That's up in about 15 minutes or so. It is 65 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Here's the latest from Dan and Shay.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO and his latest. It's called Park. Well, some notes on today. Google has unveiled its next generation of Pixel phones. The launch provides the maker of Android software a head start on the next iPhone in the race to bring more artificial intelligence services to devices that have become people's constant companions. The showcase held near Google's Mountain View, California headquarters occurred 2 months earlier than the company typically rolls out the next models. And Google left little doubt that the Pixel 9 phones are meant to be a vessel for the AI technology that is expected to reshape society. The Pixel 9 phones priced from $800 to $1,800, and they'll officially ship beginning on August 22nd. And Elvis Presley fans can pay their respects virtually to mark the 46th anniversary of his death on Friday. The annual candlelight vigil past Presley's grave at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee, will be shown live at livestream.com/Elvis Presley Graceland. The vigil starts at sundown on Thursday and continues through the night until all fans have had a chance to walk past the grave. Those stories making news today.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. Today's auction includes a 30-head grazing herd from a retirement in Lafayette County. Mostly Holstein, Brown Swiss, and a few red and white. Herd is bred for late spring and summer and are bred back by a Black Angus bull. Young cows, and they're milking well. Plus a high-quality run of fresh cows, two-year-old milking, bred-back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30. Your source for top-notch cattle.
Looking for something fun to do this Friday night? Join us at the Friday Night Market on August 16th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot on Seminary Street, right by Quick Trip. Enjoy live music by Ann Christopher while you browse an amazing selection of local vendors. Grab some delicious food from Capel's Cuisine and Los Amigos. There's something for everyone. It's free to attend, so bring a chair and make it an evening to remember. See you at the Friday Night Market.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
This is Rich Edwards, Service Manager at Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. I'm excited to announce employee pricing on motorcycle tires and installation. You heard that right. You pay what I pay. Stop by for a free tire inspection and quote or call 647-8808 and make an appointment. My service team is ready to take care of you with over 200 years of combined experience. When it comes to service, we're not messing around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Customer satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
This is Phil Mee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff. packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Trivia time is coming up here on WRCO Radio. Here is Uncle Cracker.
On your bloodshot eyes, 'cause nobody's sad on a Saturday night. Some Johnny Cougar, some Southern Comfort, winners and losers, we got each other. The world looks better in neon lights, 'cause nobody's sad on a Saturday night. That's right. I'll tell you mine. Nobody's sad on a Saturday night. I'll leave out the part where she said goodbye, 'cause nobody's sad on a Saturday night. And go, whoa, whoa, here we go, rock and roll, rodeo. Some Johnny Cougar, some Southern Comfort, winners and losers, we got each other. The world looks better in neon lights, 'cause nobody's sad on a Saturday night.
It's Uncle Cracker on WRCO. It is 16 away from 9 o'clock. Trivia time today, which can net you a great prize from Walsh's Ace, our sponsor of Wednesday Trivia. Well, Shohei Ohtani's putting on quite a show against, just about everybody in Major League Baseball. But in Milwaukee, he's had consecutive home runs, one on Monday, one on Tuesday. And I guess the one Monday was a blast that it may have landed by now, but it took a while. But anyway, the subject this morning is position players that pitch. Now, Shohei is known as a pitcher as well when he's healthy. But we're talking about position players called upon oftentimes in a rout to save the rest of the staff, the bullpen. And we're going back to the year of 1979. In that particular game, manager George Bamberger went to position players in the fourth inning. That's pretty early, with his team trailing 13-4 to the Kansas City Royals. So the question is, which former third baseman went on to pitch three innings that night, got the Brewers to the seventh inning? 1979 game, again, which former Brewer third baseman went on to pitch three innings that night for Milwaukee? 608-647-4155. We're going back a little bit. Some of our longtime Brewer fans may remember. Here's Chris Stapleton.
happened way back when. Or if I see you again, maybe you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Found our winner. Congratulations to Wendy over Reedsburg Way today for knowing the right answer for our trivia question of the day. In a 1979 Brewer game, manager George Bamberger went to position players in the fourth inning with the team trailing 13-4. The former Brewer third baseman that went on to pitch three innings that night, none other than Sal Bando, the veteran who had come over to the Brewers in free agency from the Oakland A's. He stepped to the mound on August 29th of 1979. Several guesses for Don Money, which is that was a legit guess as well, but not the right answer. Sal Bando, who went on to work all those three innings. Manager George Bamberger said afterwards, after two innings of work, Bando told him, "I can only go one more inning. After that, I won't be able to comb my hair." Won't be able to raise his arm. So he went the three that night. Second baseman Jim Gantner pitched the seventh and worked a scoreless inning. And catcher Buck Martinez worked the eighth, not as fortunate, allowing a walk and then an RBI double to Hal McRae. Final score that night, 18-8, Kansas City. Like a football score there. But at least manager Bamberger saved the pitching staff, which they didn't have as many relievers in those days either because the starters went a long ways. Anyway, congratulations to Wendy Meyer, a winner from Walsh's Ace Hardware. And I do remember watching that game. And one of the funniest things that I remember is because they were switching people all over the place. And it may have been after Bando, they took Bando from the mound and they motioned to Ben Ogilvie, who was out in left field, to come in. And he put up his arms like, no, 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 not me. He thought they were asking him to come in and pitch. No, I can't do that. They were actually asking him to come in and play first base because they were switching people all over. But I remember the announcers had a good laugh about that. He's like, nope, not it. Anyway, coming up, some more notes on today as we cruise toward 9 o'clock. We're also going to talk about the upcoming Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show this weekend. And we'll also switch gears and talk about an upcoming festival, which is happening next weekend in our immediate area in Blue River. So that's coming up on today's morning show. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6-inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's Back to School Sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often, new items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Our staff meeting going on right here at WRCO Radio, just ahead of 9 o'clock. What's that?
For he's the jolly good fellow.
Who's the jolly good fellow?
Oh, Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Michael's here.
Michael. You know, somebody, I didn't even realize this. They still make Jolly Good Soda. Did you know that?
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's made in La Crosse? Where am I? How come? Where have I been for 40 years?
When you go to Glendale, visit Macy and Aaron.
Yeah.
There's a store that sells, because that's where I buy it.
You buy it, okay. Glendale.
Well, all right. Phil, look, yeah. Isn't it kind of weird that she buys it and never brings any back?
Never brings any Jolly Good Soda back.
Well, it's so good it never makes the trip back.
Now,
that's
do they still have jokes in the bottom of the can, though? They used to do that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, when you drink the pop, you got to look for the joke in the bottom.
Oh, that's where we found you.
We could find, we could find some for Monday, though, maybe.
I spent half my life on bended knee, begging somebody to change, and the other half praying to God that they never would. And all that got me was twice as much when it all turned out the same. All that begging finally did somebody good. I used to dream all night, the day that was gone. Come the morning light, forever from now on. Gonna do my dreaming with my eyes wide open. Step forward.